We have Chris Bellini here. It is a Friday, and welcome to you, Chris. I hope you're indoors this morning.
I am indoors for a little while. So hopefully you can stay in there for a little while longer, too.
Yes, indeed. We will be doing that. I'm kind of excited about the movie you're reviewing this morning. I've seen the trailer for it, and I like scary movies.
Well, you know, this film's been getting a lot of buzz. Of course, we're talking about A Quiet Place. John Krasinski co-writes, directs, and stars in this movie. And actually, his real-life wife, Emily Blunt, co-stars in the film as well. So here's sort of the setup. Imagine a time where these mysterious creatures are on Earth. Now, they aren't here to destroy the world like usual, but more simply put, they're just here to systematically hunt and consume every person on the planet.
Hunt and consume.
Yes, consume.
Wow.
I mean, they leave that to your imagination, but I'm thinking there's not too much, not too many remains left, so I'm assuming they're eating them or doing something with them.
Oh, no.
I know. You said you liked horror films, right?
Yeah. Scary movies, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. They're not going to use their sense of sight or smell, but it's sound. Like, even the faintest noise will be enough for these guys to track you down. And you said you've seen the trailers and the commercials, and you probably know the tagline, if they hear you, they'll hunt you. Now, here's the catch. Krasinski plays a guy named Lee Abbott. He lives with his wife, who's played by Blunt, and his two children. In this farm, they have to live in complete silence. Yet, sure, they need to scavenge for food and supplies, but they also need to keep very, very quiet.
Wow, that's weird. That's a weird premise, isn't it? It's unusual.
Nice twist, right?
Yeah, very nice.
Well, it's funny. Usually at this point, I'd say, like, I'd set up a clip from the film, but that's not going to be the case today, because when these guys called the film A Quiet Place, they weren't kidding. All the clips are very visual. But they only have music and a few sound effects. They're not great for the radio, but that brings me to a point of why I enjoyed this film so much. First of all, you kind of got excited. I love the concept. It was refreshing to watch this family living in silence where sound is the hook to the movie.
Yeah.
I kind of like the details in the film, you know, how they keep quiet, spreading sand over the cornfield so the husks don't crack, painting green marks on the floor so when they step, they know it's a safe place where it won't make a loud creak. Like that kind of stuff.
That's really okay. That's innovative. That really is. I love to anything about a movie that's different from every other movie, and there's something right there.
And that kind of makes it stand out. And echoing that, the film has a lot of nicely crafted suspense scenes that have you on the edge of your seat. That's important. But I love that sound plays a big part in that as well. So any little noise can become like your worst nightmare. Every little snap or pop, you're always wondering, if is it a little too loud? And is this going to be the last sound you make? So, of course, the sound design is going to be terrific. I know I said that the family lives in silence. That doesn't mean it's a silent film. I saw it in Dolby Atmos, so every little leaf rustling and branch snapping is highlighted. Kind of really immerses you in the character's world. And, of course, Lee's daughter, here's another twist. She's in the film. She's deaf. So they're weaving in her perception of what the world and the sounds like and her hearing families is really well done. It's seamless. And, you know, I always sit here and talk about performances. Here's a great example of really strong performances. I always talk about, subtlety and nuance and about an actor using expression to convey emotion. Well, here's a movie where they can't talk.
Yeah.
The dialogue is very limited. So everything's facial expression, body language. If they're using sign language, how they move their hands really conveys their fear, excitement, heartbreak. You know, just a lot to like about the movie because it was so different. It starts with a bang. I'm not going to spoil it, but you'll get what I'm saying. It sets the tone and pace. And this is one of those movies that really engages you from start to finish. So, yes, I really did like it. It's a great film for popcorn entertainment. There's a few extra layers there. And I think that it's one of those movies where maybe if you're not a horror or sci-fi fan, you can kind of go past the genre and say, hey, this is a really well-crafted movie. It's really entertaining. So maybe everybody could go enjoy it.
Yeah, I absolutely love this idea. And of course, it's the opposite of what I do for a living. So I love the idea of just having to stay quiet. For some of us, that would be a real challenge. But I guess when your life depends on it, then
force yourself.
Yeah.
You gotta rethink the way things are done.
Yeah, so all I saw in the promo, Chris, was some really, really creepy looking hand emerging from behind Emily Blunt in the bathtub. So you have an idea about what these things look like anyway.
Well, you'll get a look. They'll make you wait for it, which is nice because that's a nice little suspense factor. You don't know exactly what you're dealing with. But toward the end, you'll get a good look at these guys. And I think that maybe makes it even a little bit worse once you see them because they're pretty scary.
This sounds like a great movie.
You know, it's a surprise. It is a surprise because they took something and, like we said, they made it different.
Yeah.
They put a different spin on it. And that always takes material and makes it fresh. And like I said, the acting, the performances, there's a lot wrapped up in here that would really surprise you.
Oh, good. Well, that makes me look forward to it even more. A Quiet Place opens today. Is this going to be the big winner at the box office this weekend? I'll bet.
Blockers is a comedy that opens with John Cena and Leslie Mann. I think it should be on top because word of mouth is really good, but you never know, you know. Black Panther and all those other movies have kind of blown up. the big box offices. Yeah. But I'm kind of rooting for it to pull ahead.
Very good. We're going to be looking for it. I'm going to see it for sure, Chris. Thanks so much for the review. Perfect stormy weekend movie to go see.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Have a good weekend. That is Chris Bellini, our Blue Jean movie critic, talking about A Quiet Place, which emerges in theaters today.